bună ziua.
Hello, good day.
Sigur că a fost o discuție extrem de agreabilă și mai ales utilă pe teme de interes multilateral și interes bilateral român-american.
Of course, our discussion was a very useful and very pleasant one. We discussed those bilateral issues between Romania and the United States.
I-am mulțumit președintelui american pentru încrederea pe care a arătat-o României pentru organizarea acestui summit NATO la București.
I expressed to President Bush our gratitude for having had the trust to have Romania organize this important NATO summit in Bucharest.
Organizarea acestui summit la București este un lucru simbolic care face parte dintr-un proiect, dintr-o viziune mai amplă.
The organization of the NATO summit in Bucharest was very symbolic. It is part of a much larger vision and concept.
Aceea de a întări și de a unifica Europa după căderea cortinei de fier.
This vision being that to strengthen and to unify Europe after the fall of the Iron Curtain.
De a întări flancul estic și sud-estic al Alianței, începând de la Marea Baltică până la Marea Neagră și Marea Mediterană.
The idea was to foster, to strengthen the alliance in an eastern and southeastern flank from the Baltic Sea all the way to the Black Sea and the Mediterranean.
În acest sens trebuie interpretate aderările Croației și Albaniei la NATO și sperăm că și în curând ale Macedoniei, precum și declarația în favoarea Georgiei și Ucrainei.
That is how we have to interpret the membership of Albania and Croatia to NATO, the future membership of Macedonia and eventual Georgia and Ukraine membership as well.
Dar aș spune că discuția nu s-a purtat numai pe aceste subiecte, să zicem, preponderent politice și pe teme economice, cum ar fi investițiile americane în România.
But our discussion was not limited to that. We also discussed other issues of political and economic relationship between our countries and about the U.S. investments in our countries.
I-am spus președintelui Bush că nutresc de multă vreme o ambiție, o speranță, un vis, o dorință puternică și anume de a vedea o investiție industrială puternică în România care va fi elementul care va genera, a spune, interesul nostru comun, interesele noastre comune și va consolida parteneriatul strategic între Statele Unite și România.
And I shared with President Bush my ambition, my hope and actually my dream that to see a very important industrial investment from United States in Romania, an investment which generate common interest and would foster even more our partnership.
E vorba de Ford, bineînțeles, și vreau să înțelegeți că având interese comune, având interese americane în România, eu mă simt mai bine protejat ca român și ca prim-ministru al țării, simt că România va fi mai bine protejată în viitor.
And I'm referring to the Ford company and of course a common interest like this would make me feel as a citizen and as a prime minister much more protected by our common interest.
În final aș dori să spun câteva cuvinte despre o inițiativă care a fost anunțată de președinte ieri. Este vorba de crearea Fundației Româno-Americane pentru sprijinirea educației și pentru acordarea de burse studenților români.
I would like to also mention another initiative which was announced by the president yesterday, which was the creation of an American-Romanian foundation, which would set up educational programs and grants for Romanian students.
150 de milioane de dolari vor fi baza care va constitui demarajul acestei fundații și care va putea să atragă fonduri de peste un miliard de dolari, care vor fi folosiți în scopurile de care v-am vorbit. Investim, prin urmare, în viitor și cred că acești oameni vor fi cei mai buni ambasadori ai noștri în America și ai Americii în România.
I'm talking about a seed money of $100 million, which could be
$150 million,
$150 million, which in time will arrive at a $1 billion investment, which will create which would be an investment in a future, creating the future Romanian ambassadors to the United States or the American ambassadors to Romania. We see our hope.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. We just had a great, we had a good meeting because we're good friends. All right. Okay, I'll just keep going.
I was actually told that everybody speaks English.
Okay, fine. I'll speak in Romanian. Anyway, we had a very good meeting, Mr. Prime Minister. Thank you for your time. First of all, I want to congratulate the government, yourself, for hosting a very successful NATO summit. It's not easy to host as many automobiles, bodyguards, world leaders, hangar honors as you did, and yet you did it, and you organized well. Everybody who came to the summit was most impressed, and I really do want to thank you. And I want to thank the people of Bucharest for their patience. I apologize for the inconvenience, but I do think it was a good sign, and it was important for your country to be the host of this important event. And it was a very successful summit. And we had good discussions about a successful bilateral relationship as well. I told the Prime Minister, one reason why capital comes to a country is because people feel comfortable about taking risk. And I also congratulated him on these big investments that are coming. It's a good sign. And the people of Romania ought to be, appreciate the fact that the conditions are such that people are willing to invest. And by the way, investment creates jobs, which is also will have a direct benefit for the people of Romania. I also congratulated the Prime Minister on having a 16% flat tax. I'm a little envious. I would like to have been able to achieve the same objective for our tax code, and it was a smart thing to get done, because I think those kinds of policies will enable the Romanian folks to have a bright future. We talked about energy. We also talked about visas. There is a real contradiction here that's hard for the people of Romania to understand, and that on the one hand, how can certain people within the EU be treated one way and Romanians being treated another way when it comes to visas. And I fully understand that contradiction, Mr. Prime Minister. Our Congress passed new law. It frankly wasn't as good as I thought it should be, but nevertheless, it is the law of the land because I signed it into law. And we will work with your government on a couple of matters. One, to figure out why the rejection rate is so high. There needs to be more transparency, and the Prime Minister made it very clear that we have an obligation to explain why certain folks are not getting visas, and we'll do that. And the other thing is, obviously, we've got law on our books that we need to work with you to help everybody understand in the process what compliance means. Overall, the trip here has been great. It's the second time I've come. I didn't have quite the dramatic rainbow scene this time as I did the first time I came, but it's clearly there's been a lot of progress. The city looks different to me. The spirit is still strong. Freedom has taken hold, and I congratulate you, the government, all involved for the progress you've made. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.